Hassan bin Atiyah has reported that to do the miswak is half of iman, and to perform wudu ablution is also half of iman. Reported in Ibn Abi Shaybah. Hassan bin Atiyah has reported that to perform the miswak, use the miswak, is nisf, half of iman, and wudu is also half of iman. Reported in Ibn Abi Shaybah. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when going on a journey, he'd always keep miswak with him. Reported in Abu Naim. The companions radiyallahu anhum would have the habit of locating the miswak upon their ears, on top of the ears. Reported in Tirmidhi. Some of the Sahaba, honorable companions radiyallahu anhum, would locate their miswak in the fold within the turn of their imama. Reported in Shami. Hazrat Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullah alayhi once had the need to perform wudu, ablution. So he, after looking for the value of one gold ashrafi, one gold coin, he purchased a miswak. And somebody asked him that for miswak, you spent so much money? And he replied that in my eyes, in my opinion, the wealth of the world compared to the Sunnah Sharifa is not even equivalent to the value of the wing of a mosquito. Reported by Alama Sharani Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Sunnah Sharifa, give us the same love and muhabbat, and also make us the lovers of his Sunnah. Ameen.